Yeah, it was a snapping turtle. They usually got a red tip on there with the ears on.
Yeah.
They don't have an ear, they got a hole there. And you got box turtles, they crawl on the land usually, they don't stay in water. And you got salt water, you got the diamondback turtles, and these big sea turtles. And if I get a big turtle, you got soft shell turtles, these little leatherbacks, fresh water. If I ever get a hold of one of them on trout line or something, I'll take him, shell him out, eat him, make a good stew.
I hear they got about 7 or 8 different kinds of meat.
Generally, their meat in the back portion tastes like pork. Now, the legs taste like a beef-type meat in a stew. But they're good. They're hard to clean. They're good.
What do you call them kind of live on land?
I just call them old box land turtles.
You know what a cooter was?
Cooter?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well, a coot is, that's a bird, not a cooter.
A coot?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
coot is
kind
a bird.
Marshy.
Yeah, right. And you got a lot of those down here. They're against a lot of shoot. Now, no, I got
caught.
Well,
you wouldn't want to eat a coot anyway. But what do you want to shoot a coot for? Man, I tried to cook one of
them. They're all feathers.
Tastes
like mud.
Stuck up the house,
so
I was cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking
it. It's just that you see them all over the water down here all the time. Shame they're not good, you know.
Yeah. Okay. insects would fly around the light at night, you know, trying to fly into the light.
Oh, you got a lot of moss down here and June bugs and you got all kinds. You got a lot of mosquitoes get around your lights down here.
Kind of bug that used to, you catch in jars, used to light.
Yeah, lighting bugs. We're still catching them right now. They're out right now down here.
What about those things that eat mosquitoes, though?
Mosquito hawks? Yeah. Remember when I was a kid, we used to catch them on the clotheslines all the time.
Did you ever hear about a snake, where they say snake would peep out? When you would kind of catch one, wherever you'd see one of them? There'd be snakes nearby. You
know,
snake doctor, you ever heard that name?
A mosquito hawk?
Okay.
Whether it's a mosquito hawk or a snake?
Yeah.
No, I never heard of that.
Okay.
But I know when you find one snake, there's always another snake.
Yeah. What sort of stinging insects?
You have down here?
Yeah.
Oh, you got your wasps, you got your bumblebees, and your hornets.
What type of wasps you got?
Oh, yeah, yellow jackets mostly. And you got your dirt gobbers and your hornets. Well, your hornets are your worst one, and your bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
You can shoot a 22 at a hornet's nest, and before you take your eyeball away from your stock or your gun, that's some gun. One of the scouts come right back down the path of that bullet. The air passage that leads, your slug. Now, it leaves an air passage, believe it or not. A hornet will actually. Now, don't try this because it works. You shoot at a hornet's nest, one of those scouts will come right back up the path of that bullet and get you right in the face. It works. If you don't believe me, you can look that up in books. I don't know if it's in books.
I've heard people tell that.
Mm-hmm. You don't ever shoot a hornet's nest.
They nest in?
Usually they'll nest in a tree. They'll build a
big old
big hive.
Paper hive?
Yeah.
Then the things that get burr into your skin when you're out in the woods.
And cockleburrs. You get some cockleburrs. You get a lot of briar patches.
No, these are insects.
You get sand ticks and fleas and ticks.
Red bugs?
Yeah, there's a lot of red bugs. Chiggers.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hopping around the grass, eats all your things.
Grasshoppers
and
locusts.
What about things that might leave again cleaned in a place while you look up at the corner and there's a...
Oh, you get spider webs. One spider on you in an old house.